Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the Biden administration taking the 14th Amendment off the table when it comes to the debt ceiling and what it means. Because spokespeople have kind of said, you know, he's not going that route, not something to even talk about, so on and so forth. A bunch of messages have come in saying, is this the right move? You know, why is he doing this? Is this, you know, him trying to make the Republicans feel at ease? You know, what's going on? Well, I think the reason he doesn't want to do it is because when it makes its way through the court system, because it will certainly be challenged, it would cause damage to the economy. And unlike the Republicans in the House, Biden isn't trying to damage the economy. I think that's the reason he's not going to use it. Now, as far as announcing it, why did he do that? Because he made a mistake. That was a mistake. It's always a mistake. When you're negotiating with somebody, you don't rule things out. That's not something that you do, especially in public. Why did the withdrawal from Afghanistan lead to the opposition retaking the country almost immediately? Because Trump telegraphed his moves. It was a bad idea then, it's a bad idea now. Trump got out there over and over again and said, we're going to leave, you know, I want to get out. So his negotiators didn't have any leverage. By saying it's off the table, Biden did the same thing. It's not a good move. Now, they are closer to a deal today. So maybe he feels more comfortable with it and really doesn't think it needs to be an option. But generally speaking, in any negotiation, if you are telegraphing your move, it's bad. When Trump did it, he told the opposition, you don't have to worry about the United States anymore. Gear up to fight the national government. As soon as he did that, it was over. It was going to go bad. And I hate to be the one to say it, but at this point, when you are dealing with Republicans who are not negotiating in good faith, you have to deal with them as if they're the opposition, because they are. The Republican Party has made it pretty clear. They don't care if your economic stability is damaged. In fact, it's good for them, because if things go bad under Biden, a whole lot of Americans who don't follow politics will blame Biden. So you have to treat them the same way. You have to treat them as if they are actively trying to damage the country, which means you can't telegraph your moves. The normal way of discussing things among politicians and everybody just sitting around and no cameras around, and everybody's rhetoric's very, very different. You can't do that anymore, because they are not operating in good faith. They are not operating in the best interest of the country. That's clear. So why did he do it? Because he doesn't want to damage the economy. Was it a good move? No, I don't think so. I think it was a mistake when Trump did it. I think it's a mistake now that Biden's done it. You can't telegraph during negotiations. You can't take things off the table. You can't really make public statements about what you want. Biden, if you notice, has been a real...
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Be quiet during all the negotiations. They haven't really been talking about it, which is the right move. Why he did this right now, no clue. But it wasn't smart. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.